Marlins and Nationals, Max Scherzer, two career no-hitters, and he had that kind of stuff going in this one. We pick it up in the first inning. Scherzer dominant.
And a fastball swung on and missed. He blows away D. Gordon. Now the set of the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him with a slider and the side retired. Scherzer has the sign over the head into the wind. And the pitch swung on. Ground ball deflects off Scherzer's glove. And Turner cannot pick it up barehanded in front of second base. It was off Scherzer's glove on a somewhat sharply hit comebacker. He reached up and could not glove it. And if the official scorer wants to rule that a hit, it would end the bid by Max. Scherzer kicks and fires, swinging a ground ball towards short. Turner has it. His throw across low, and Lynn can't handle it. The runner is safe. The throw's a little bit short, and Lynn could not glove it. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Inside, off the glove of Lovatone. Arrhenia breaking to the plate. The throw, the tag, and he is safe, and the game is tied. All Lovatone could do was reach for it, grab it, and make a backhanded blind toss toward the plate. Scherzer trying to get there to catch it, and it floated up high, and Arrhenia slid underneath him before he could catch it and make a tag. It's the pitch. Swing and a line drive. Base hit. Short hop by Rayburn in left. One run is scored. Second runner to the plate. The throw. The tag on Gordon. He's out and the inning is over. But the Marlins take the lead. The set and the 1-2. Strike three called with a fastball. And Lynn does not agree with a home plate umpire, Dana DeMuth. He's called out on strikes. The game is over. And with a big turn of events in the bottom of the eighth inning, Max Scherzer entered the inning with a no-hitter and one out into the inning, still had it. The Marlins end up scoring two runs in the inning with the help of an error, then a hit batsman, and then a very costly wild pitch. Giancarlo Stanton singles in the go-ahead run. And then E.J. Ramos out of the bullpen preserves the victory.
Scherzer knows what it takes to toss a no-hitter, having done it twice, and he spoke about being oh so close to his third.
I had stuff in the tank. That's right. I was still able to go out there and compete and execute pitches. A couple of those sliders got away from me. I wasn't able to execute that pitch there, later in that inning. That's what cost me. That's what, lost the game. I'm not able to execute a slider when I need to, either to Gordon to hit him or to Stanton to finish him off.
Did you get nicked on a bunt attempt at all? Did you get hit by the ball when you
when
you bunted?
Okay. No, I just miraculously bunted it so I didn't get hit.
You're as good as anyone at kind of knowing how much you have in the tank on a given day. As that's playing out, you kind of know where you are pitch count-wise. Or you think it's going to be an issue before the day's up?
I couldn't tell what my pitch count was there in the eighth. I knew I went out there about 95 pitches around. But my arm was good from a fresh standpoint. I hadn't worked in trouble all day, never had runners in scoring position. So, even though whatever the pitch count was, 110, who knows what it was, I still had bullets left. So still able to go out there. I just didn't execute the sliders, like I said. Just comes down to execution. I was executing all day with that pitch, and wasn't able to finish off that outing.
That chopper back to you. You looked at your glove kind of after the play.
Yeah.
Did you think you had it?
I thought I had it. Usually, the way I finish, I'm never able to get. I'm never able to really hit any, field any comebackers. And so I think it was chopped. I was actually able to get out of my finish and actually get a glove on it. And I thought I had caught it. And when I looked at it, it was empty.
How tough is it to regroup at that moment mentally? Obviously disappointing. Game still on the line.
Yeah, those type of plays happen. Obviously you're frustrated, but you got to continue to move on. I hit the reset button. Mad Dog came out there. Went through what we wanted to do, how we wanted to finish off each other, and I just wasn't able to do it.
How much do you anticipate kind of feeling, 120 pitch workload in the days to come? Does the off extra day help?
Is that 120 pitches?
121.
Like I said, I didn't know the number.
Yeah.
I told you, my arm felt fine. I was still able to throw the ball hard in those situations. I wasn't necessarily. fatiguing to the point where I couldn't face hitters. And so because of that, Dusty and Mad Dog, they both were able to read. They knew I was executing pitches.
Up next, the Nats are back home on Friday to host the Reds. Steven Strasburg is on the hill against Luis Castillo.